and athletic ability on a global stage. And we're talking thousands of athletes. Today, I'm joined by Rachel Stenz-Bocker. She is the executive director of the 2024 Pan American Masters Games in Cleveland. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I can't remember a time when a sporting event that sounds so prominent was held in Ohio. Is this kind of a big deal?
Yes, this is a very big deal. So I work for the Greater Cleveland Sports Commission, and we're a local nonprofit, and our mission is basically to drive tourism through sports. So we have been around for about 25 years, and our whole mission is around hosting sporting events so that people will travel and spend their money here, and then our economy is positively affected and boosted by the travel and the tourism that comes. And so I've been lucky to have been around for quite a long time. We hosted some events, you know, similar to this in the past, like in 2013, we hosted the National Senior Games. We had about 10,000 athletes for that event, and that was really fantastic. This one's a little bit different, though, because it's international. The National Senior Games only welcomes athletes from within the United States, but the Pan American Masters Games is an international event, and truly anyone is welcome to participate. It's not specifically for athletes from North and South America, although it's held in North or South America. This event is open to anyone over the age of 30 who wants to compete in any of our 22 different sports. So that's something that people don't really recognize, is that we'll have thousands of athletes from all over the world, all over the U.S., and there's no qualification necessary. If you are a weekend warrior, or you love to run a 10K, or you know, anything like that, if you want to participate and you're within the age range that we're hosting, you are welcome to sign up and participate.
And what is that age range?
Over the age of 30. So Masters Athletics around the world are known to be for athletes over the age of 30. So in many cases, these are athletes who maybe played in high school or college and want to continue playing as adults. You know, a lot of the rec leagues that we experience here in the United States, like, would qualify for this type of thing. There are different athletes that compete in masters sport around the country and around the world, like masters track and field or masters swimming. There are leagues and groups of adult athletes who participate all over the world. And those are the folks that we are trying to get to compete here in Cleveland.
And you mentioned there's a number of sports. How many sports exactly are there?
There are 22 sports.
Wow.
So whatever sport you are thinking of, we probably have it. So, I mean, I won't be able to name them all, and I'm not looking at a list, but, you know, we have everything from four different disciplines in cycling to swimming, triathlon, running. We have 10K and half marathon, badminton, judo, karate, table tennis, 3-on-3 basketball, indoor volleyball, beach volleyball, rowing, you know, I could go on and on. We have lots of different sports. Curling. We have curling. We have pickleball. Lots of different things.
Oh, pickleball. I bet that one's very popular with your athletes. Is that just a U.S. thing, or are you seeing a lot of foreign participation in pickleball?
We're seeing foreign participation, too. Pickleball, although it's never been held, it hasn't been part of the International Masters Games Association events in the past. We're seeing a lot of pickup on pickleball. People are very interested in it, and we're expecting that it will be part of future offerings for IMGA events.
Rachel Stenz-Bocker is the executive director of the upcoming Pan American Masters Games in Cleveland. They start on July 12th and go through the 21st with a variety of games, and it's open to athletes over the age of 30 from all over the world. Rachel, the Pan American Masters Games are held how frequently?
The Pan American Masters Games are held every 4 years. So the last Pan American Masters Games would have been in 2020, except for the pandemic. So actually, we had bid to host that event in Cleveland and lost the bid, and we're very sad. But then we realized Rio was awarded that event following the Olympics. But because of the pandemic, that event never happened. So it really was a blessing in disguise for us that we were awarded 2024, because obviously this is now happening. Prior to that, of course, was 2016, and that event was in Vancouver in Canada.
No shade to Rio, but it seems to me that if they just hosted the Olympics, maybe they could let someone else have a chance. So it seems like it was kind of, you know.
We thought the same thing.
It kind of worked out
okay. Yeah, we thought the same thing. Yeah. No, we're so excited to have this event. You know, we at the Sports Commission pride ourselves on hosting incredible events and making them better in Cleveland than they are in any other city. Having the opportunity to host the Pan American Masters Games is really a feather in our cap. You know, we love hosting multi-sport events. I don't know this for sure. This is very anecdotal, but I believe we've hosted, you know, more multi-sport events than most other cities have in the last 10 years. You know, in 2013, we hosted the National Senior Games, followed by in 2014, the Gay Games. Gay Games 9 were in Cleveland. We hosted the Transplant Games of America in 2016. You know, we've got a couple other things that are that we're looking at for future years as well. So it's difficult and complicated to host a multi-sport event, but we don't back down from complicated or difficult. We do it with a smile, and we hope that people will come to Cleveland for these fantastic events.
And come they will. And coming up, if you'll stay with us, hopefully, Rachel, I'd like to talk about what opportunities there are for fans that can come and watch these events. Also, if there are any opportunities in the community to volunteer with the games. That and more coming up on Ohio Sports Magazine. We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Join us for Gambling Things, Fantasy Sports, Gambling Things, and most importantly, Gambling Things, Hollywood Casinos on the Money, Sunday morning at 9.
Presented by Ohio for Responsible Gambling.
The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Welcome back to Ohio Sports Magazine. I'm Kate Burdett, speaking today with Rachel Stensbacher, the executive director of the Pan American Masters Games. They're happening in Cleveland July 12th through the 21st, and athletes, thousands of them from all over the world, will be in Cleveland. Rachel, remind me how many sports are being competed in?
Sure. We have 22 different sports, and even within those sports, there are a variety of disciplines. So, you know, if you're a cyclist, for example, you could do mountain bike out at Bedford. You could do the criterium at Wade Oval. You could do time trial. You know, we have lots of different opportunities. Same with like track and field, you know, lots of different events within the event. So 22 sports, but somewhere around 30 different disciplines.
And as Rachel mentioned earlier, this is for anyone over the age of 30. There's not a pre-qualifying situation or anything. Like she said, that term, if you're a weekend warrior in, say, pickleball, there are opportunities to compete.
To your point, Kate, you know, some folks are more competitive than others. And so many of our sports also offer both a recreational and a competitive division. And then each of the sports is also broken down by age group. So you won't have 35-year-olds competing against 85-year-olds, unless they choose to do that. But we will split folks up based on age group, and then also based on, you know, their you know, recreational or competitive division.
ClevelandMasters2024.com is the place to start to get all of the information. It's also a great place to go if you're a fan of any of these numerous sports and you think it might be fun to go and be a spectator. How many different venues are being utilized in Northeast Ohio?
Oh, Kate, so many. I don't have an exact number on that, but I want to say somewhere around 40 different venues are being utilized. Some of our sports are at a variety of venues, like baseball, for example. We're using four different City of Cleveland ball fields. Many of our ball fields have been recently refurbished, you know, thanks to the MLB All-Star Game that was here in 2019. As an example, that for that event, there are four different venues, but other sports are all held within one venue. So about 40 different locations, and spectators are free. So we've got a schedule that's up on that website, ClevelandMasters2024.com. You can see the full schedule there. And of course, more detail will be added as the event draws near. But anyone and everyone is welcome to come out and cheer on our athletes as they compete.
What a fantastic opportunity to be a part of history in Cleveland, Ohio, to be a part of this immense undertaking. And maybe you don't want to sit by and watch. Maybe you think volunteering might be more your speed. You need some volunteers for this event, don't you?
We sure do. So we've got about just over 1,000 volunteers already committed, but we could still use more. We are constantly, you know, revamping our plans and adding things into our volunteer recruitment efforts every day. So, like, for example, we've added, we're looking for folks to carry the sports signs for the athlete march at our welcome celebration on July 13th at Mall C. All of our athletes will be marching in from Public Square to Mall C, and we're looking for volunteers to hold the signs that say, you know, soccer or basketball, whatever the case may be, as an example. So, you know, that's a very active volunteer position where, you know, you would be in the spotlight and you would be a very active part of our event. We also have, you know, other positions, like we're looking for ambassadors to be at hotels providing information for our athletes as they depart and arrive each day. Looking for folks to be at the airport, you know, welcoming our athletes from out of town. There's a lot of different volunteer opportunities that we're looking for. We also have some sports specific ones. So if you really love volleyball, for example, you maybe could come out and help us with scorekeeping or being a line judge, stuff like that. So lots of different opportunities, no matter your skill level, no matter your level of activity. We welcome everyone.
And that word ambassador seems really appropriate in this setting, because it makes me think about how sports can be such a great way for people to come together from different cultures, from different countries, and have that, you know, common thing in, you know, together. And really, I mean, imagine the people you could meet and will meet during this event. It is, it's almost mind-boggling to think about some new friends being made, whether you're a competitor, whether you're a spectator or a volunteer or staff member at the event. It just honestly sounds so cool. And I'm so impressed by Cleveland.
Well, thanks, Kate. You know, you're absolutely right. You know, at this point, we do have athletes confirmed and registered from more than 65 countries from around the world and 47 states. So just putting that in perspective, you know, the chances of you actually meeting people from all over the world are very, very high. This is primarily an international event. And so although we certainly have drawn in a lot of U.S. athletes, this is not just there are a few international folks sprinkled in. I mean, this is going to be probably 50-50 in terms of the number of international athletes, you know, and domestic athletes. And also, you know, at a time like this, with the way that the world is, you know, sport really does have that power to bring people together and bridge gaps, you know, that exist in other areas, political or other. And so it really is an opportunity for us to showcase, you know, beautiful sportspersonship, you know, cross-cultural sharing, you know, ethnic engagement, things like that. And speaking of that, you know, Cleveland is well known to have so many wonderful, robust ethnic communities. We are tapping into those as well. We're doing some events out at the Cultural Gardens. We have planted 24 trees to represent the year 2024, which is the year of the games in Cleveland, kind of as a legacy component of the games, but also referencing back to all the different ethnic communities that are going to be represented. So we're doing lots of cool stuff to again, bring people together, create community, bridge gaps across the world, and showcase that Cleveland is a wonderful place to visit and really can be and will be a leader in international competition.
We're talking about the 2024 Pan American Masters Games being held in Cleveland. It's a big deal. Rachel Stensbacher, the executive director of the Games. Is there anything that we haven't talked about yet?
I don't think so. We just, like I said, there's so much going on. You know, whether you're an athlete and you want to compete with us, or you're a volunteer and you want to help us, or you want to bring your family out to the welcome celebration, which will include, you know, giveaways and food trucks and live music, you know, fun night out on Mall C. We also have a 5K, a community 5K on Sunday, the 21st of July. If you want to run or you want to do a 1 mile fun run with your family. I mean, there's so many different things that are going on. I just encourage anyone who's even slightly interested to visit our website, clevelandmasters2024.com, and see everything that's going on and find the right space for you, because we really want to showcase Cleveland as a wonderful, welcoming community to all these athletes that are coming in from around the world and around the country.
I'm confident that you're going to do just that. And this is very exciting. Rachel, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Kate. I appreciate it very much.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Ohio's public schools are safe, welcoming learning environments where everyone can thrive. No exceptions. Thanks to the nearly 120,000 public school educators in the Ohio Education Association. We are dedicated professionals who deserve respect, a living wage, and a seat at the table when decisions are made. And we're using our united voice to demand the supports and resources our students need to succeed. Because in Ohio, public education matters.
America's favorite car show returns to Columbus with a jam-packed weekend of cool cars, cool people, and good times. It's the Good Guys 26th Summit Racing Nationals, and it's all happening July 12th through the 14th at the Ohio Expo Center. Cruise on out with your family and friends and check out over 6,000 of the country's coolest classics on display. And don't miss Good Guys CPP Autocross Racing Action, Nitro Thunderfest, a huge swap meet in Vendor Midway, live music, family fun, and so much more. It's Ohio's biggest hot rodding party of the summer, and it's all going down July 12th through the 14th at the Ohio Expo Center. Get details at good-guys.com.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett. It is on the register of National Historic Landmarks, and it is the bane of many opponents of the Ohio State University. I am, of course, referring to the revered and storied Ohio Stadium in Columbus on the campus of the Ohio State University. So many fans have been through those gates to watch different games with the Buckeyes, and now your opportunity is here to get an up-close and personal look at the Ohio Stadium. Today, I'm joined by the Director of Guest and Event Services for the Ohio State Department of Athletics, Evan Durr. Evan, tell me about this stadium tour program that you have going on.
Yeah, we're so excited to really relaunch our program. So we've been given tours for about 20 years, but we didn't really promote it. So a lot of people didn't know it even existed. And so we're kind of revamping and relaunching the program publicly now. So that all of our big Buckeye fans across the state and really across the country can come in and go behind the scenes of the stadium.
It is such a great opportunity, and I know of so many fans that have been waiting to do this. 472 defeats of Ohio State opponents in that stadium. They've been playing there for 102 seasons. That's very impressive.
It is.
And it's the first football stadium ever listed on the National Register of Historic Places. Now, there are a couple of different ways that fans can enjoy these tours, a couple of different tour packages, right, Evan?
Yeah. So we, with this new revamp program that we've got, We decided to give two different types of tour opportunities to our fans. And so if you've only got an hour of time, which a lot of folks, when you're coming in and out of town for business, or, you know, you only have a little bit of time from a weekend birthday party you're visiting, you can go on our basic tour, which will take you into the press box and the Huntington Club and the President's Suite, and ultimately ends down on the field at Ohio Stadium, where you'll get to walk on the sidelines, walk on the field, out to the Blocko, take all the pictures you could ever desire. And then we decided, why not open the home locker room? We've never done it before. We've never taken fans in there. Even when we were kind of doing some of these tours over the last 20 years, we never took folks into the home locker room. And so you can upgrade for just a few dollars more to our VIP tour, and we'll take you into the band center, the recruit room, and into that home locker room. So you get to see right where the Buckeyes get dressed and ready on game day.
As Evan said, there are prices for these tours. It's not free, but it is an important part of Ohio Stadium's kind of fundraising income generation. The 60-minute basic tour that he first mentioned is $30 for adults, $20 for youth, and the extended 90-minute VIP stadium tour, $35 for adults, $25 for youth. And there are discounts offered. So if maybe you have a group of school students, or a corporate group, or maybe a group from your church that would like to come and do this together, you can also explore discounts for those larger groups of people. And I also understand, Evan, that no tour taker is going to walk away empty-handed. Everyone gets a gift, right?
Yeah, that's true. So we've created a limited edition. You can only get it if you go on a stadium tour. It's a challenge coin. And so it's a limited edition challenge coin. So the design will change every year. So we've got a special coin design for this year, for 2024. And there'll be a brand new one next year in 2025. So everybody that goes on a tour will get one of those coins. And then our guests that upgrade to that VIP tour to go into the locker room and the band center, we also give you a souvenir credential. So just a nice little parting gift that you can wear on your tour and put in your keepsake box at home, or put on the wall in your man cave, your fan cave down in the basement.
Just when you avid collectors thought you had everything you could possibly have that was Buckeye related, we've got new stuff for you. So there you go.
Yeah, brand new item. Nobody's going to get it unless you get on a tour.
Now, Evan, you mentioned a little earlier that the home locker room portion of the tour is a new feature that has not really been seen by many members of the public before. It begs the question, are there any places in Ohio Stadium that would be off limits no matter what?
Definitely. There's always a couple places, but you know, we've got some ideas brewing. We're thinking about maybe an extra behind the scenes tour this fall, maybe around Halloween time, maybe where we take folks on a special behind the scenes tour of even other places that nobody's ever gone. You know, when we come up with some of these ideas, we're thinking like the bell tower. Very few people have ever gone up in the bell tower. Those towers above the North Rotunda up there on the north end of the stadium. And we're just batting around some ideas there. So maybe we'll see something come this fall with an extra behind the scenes tour like that.
Evan Durr is the Director of Guest and Event Services for Ohio State University's Department of Athletics. They just relaunched formally a Ohio Stadium Tour program. It's been happening for a while, but was never really advertised. And now they want you to know about it. All you have to do is go online to get yourself all set up. What is that website, Evan?
It's going to be ohiostadiumtours.com. You can Google it and you'll find it. But ohiostadiumtours.com will get you right onto our site. That's where you can book your tickets. We run tours 5 days a week during the summer here. We'll do a couple Saturdays and Sundays as well during that busy season. But you just pick your time slot and purchase tickets online. And then if you've got that large group too, from a school or a sport team, or your business wants to do a team building activity, there's a request form online, and a member of our tour staff will reach out and help you get set up.
It's a great gift opportunity also. You know, if there's that really big Buckeye fan that you're trying to think, what can I get them? They have everything. This might be it. So check it out. OhioStadiumTours.com. We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Bobby Carpenter once sold workout equipment on QVC Canada.
There's no joke here. That actually happened.
Morning Juice with Bobby and Beamer.
Weekday starting at 6.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination. This is ONN.
We're a little more than 50 days away from the start of the college football season. Ohio State will host the University of Akron on Saturday, August 31st in Columbus. James Laurinaitis is a name you all know pretty well, a three-time All-American as a linebacker with the Buckeyes. He spent almost a decade in the NFL, did a stint in radio on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Columbus. Right now, he's the linebackers coach at his alma mater in an appearance with Bo Bishop on ONN affiliate WBNS-FM in Ohio's capital city. Ohio State's linebacker coach recalls what got him into coaching.
I think the unique thing about myself is that I'm not coaching for the career, so to speak, and I know a lot of people have to, and that's reality, right? They're trying to support their families and do it. I'm doing it more so as a calling. The NFL gave me everything that I need. So for me, it's more so, believe it or not, I loved doing radio with Bo Bishop. I want to get that out there on the airwaves. I loved it. But for me, it's more of a calling of like, I miss the competitiveness. I miss the impact you can have on these young men. And I said it when I lost my dad in 2020, I started thinking about Luke Fickell, Steve Spagnuolo, guys who were great mentors and father figures to me that you go back to, right? Jim Tressel, like those are guys that were impactful. And so if you can be impactful and help share your knowledge, I say it all the time. I was a 4.8 running 40 guy that didn't have any, like, how did I last 8 years in the league? I have no idea. How? Well, instincts and intelligence. And so now if I can give that to someone like CJ Hicks or Sonny Styles, or so there's no like, oh man, I'm gonna go take the head coaching job over here at, no, there's none of that, because for me, I love the city of Columbus. I love my alma mater. And so as long as they'll have me here, I'll be here. But it doesn't say that I'm not still motivated, right? But I haven't really this year, to be honest. I'm just trying to get the best linebacker room in the country. We're fourth. We're ranked by PFF. We're fourth in the Big Ten.
You're doing something right.
Fourth in the Big Ten?
Yeah. I just put that out there.
Put that on the bulletin board for the kids.
It's in the room. We're 10th in the country, but we're behind Iowa and Penn State and I believe up north. And so it's up there. And I'm like, just so you guys are aware, this isn't up here to be like, hey, we're a top 10 unit. Let's celebrate. This is up here because we're fourth on the conference.
I was just going to say that ain't positive in your mind. And so just put that right underneath Laurinaitis 99 overall on the door.
That's not going on the door. Here's something too, right? So in the meeting room, we have all the guys who have a tree on the back, right?
There's
little bullet points about each one, but the boys in the room got to know about Cousineau. They got to know about Gratishar. Mm-hmm. They got to know about Merrick. They got to know about the dudes, right? Like, you better know if you're in our linebacker room that Marcus Merrick holds a career tackle record.
Yeah.
Like 576 or something, right? So you have to know who those guys are. Shazier's up there, but I refuse to put my picture up.
Sad.
I won't do it.
I'm going to sneak in there and get it done. I'm going to have Tony do it.
No. My door's
real
always
quick,
locked.
Walter
always
Camp locked. Foundation, 5 Buckeyes, preseason All-Americans. Tyleek and Emeka, first team. Quinshon, Caleb, and Denzel Burke make the second team on the Walter Camp preseason All-Americans. It's that time. It's list time, certainly, when it comes to that. What did you have one more, Reese, you wanted to get to?
I was going to get to somebody had asked, and I guess noticed at first that James might have gotten some new ink, and asked what the process is in getting a new tattoo.
There's a tattoo for each kid. So a lot of times, you know, some of the newer stuff has been, you know, you just keep multiplying. So I think that's where some of it comes from, Reeser. Every time I get a tattoo, it has to be something that obviously you're not going to regret. So that's the first thing, is like, I will think of an idea. I'll chew on it. I'll sleep on it. Usually a couple of weeks goes by. If it pops back in my brain, then I'll research it a little more. I usually sleep on it more. And then I start to contact the artist and be like, hey, I think I'm thinking about getting this. But if there have been some ideas that have popped through my mind and I'm like, I never come back to it. And so I try to be very patient with it. In the process of thinking about one more, to get on my other pec. But yeah, as of right now, I got a full sleeve. I got one from like my armpit down to my oblique. That one's old. On my right side, I have one on my chest. I have one on my right trap. Yeah. My right trap up here.
What hurt the most?
Oh, the oblique.
Yeah.
When they go over the ribs and then down to, like, you know, when you get pinched in the side, like your high school buddy is like, oh, this is funny. Like, that was Austin Spittler here. Like, oh, come here, Jimmy. And he just like pinch you right in like your, either like your love handle or up in that rib area. And like, yeah. So imagine like a needle just scraping over that for 6 hours straight. That's a long story. That was done by my artist in Minnesota who was on, I think he was on house arrest. But that's a whole nother.
Oh, that's good. Hey, I wanted to ask you
here nor there.
We had Will Howard, Ohio State quarterback, transfer from Kansas State, of course, for those who don't know. He was on KFOL in Louisiana. He's attending the Manning Passing Academy. So he was asked about expectations around here. Here was Will's answer.
For us, it's Natty or bust. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. I mean, we have all the talent. We have all of the, you know, all of the intangibles, I guess, but now we just got to go do it. You know, I'm tired of hearing how talented we are and how good our team is. You know, it's about the work ethic and about, you know, how we go to work every single day. And I think we're doing the things that we need to put ourselves in that position to be there at the end of the year. And now we just got to go do it.
You've heard certainly, buddy, you know, sick of hearing about how talented we are. You talked about that with Dom a couple of weeks ago when he caught you with his cell camera. But the thing I wanted to ask you, and I asked this of Ryan when he was in May, is how important is it for you? Yeah, you can say we're playing 17 games. Let's go win a national championship, win the Big Ten, go win a national championship. Everything else a failure. Okay, fine. But how do you make sure that your guys are enjoying the week to week of it? Because, you know, guys like me are going to come on and go, yeah, you beat Marshall 44-7, but why wasn't it 63-7? Like, that's how that's going to go. And you used to do that. Like, we would come on here and go, yeah, they won, but they should. So how do you make sure your guys enjoy the week to week and amidst almost impossible expectation?
Well, the good thing for us is that we've recruited the right guys that are in the room, right? So you have guys who love the process. And if your guys love the process, which right now, when you hear Coach Mick talk about the leadership that this group has, when you have guys that are coaching each other up, and Mick has been the best at that, right? He wants accountability from within the team. He wants the players to lead their squads. That's why they break them up into little groups and have squad leaders.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Sunday is the time for brunching with your favorite people.
And when they don't invite you, listen to us instead.
Fan Sports Sunday with Tito and Davir Posey.
Sunday morning starting at 11.
The Fan, Ohio sports destiny. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time to discuss Cincinnati Reds baseball and hear from Jeff Carr of Locked On Reds with our Paul Keels.
It's our pleasure this week to once again talk with Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast that he does with Steve Offenbaker. Jeff, one of the things you talked about and wanted to start with this week is the concerns you expressed about leadership, in particular as it connects to Hunter Green two different times in a recent history here upchucking on the mound.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it feels like there should be a little bit more of a plan in place, because I don't know about you, but I don't really hear it being that common of guys, hurling on the mound. Now, maybe they hurl the baseball toward the plate, but not necessarily the lunch. And that's really what it's looked like these last couple of times, is if he is trying to do this all on his own. And this is a little bit of a smaller detail that follows along the health, the whole health questions that come with other injuries and players that we've heard, oh, maybe they're day to day. And then we find out in a couple of weeks they have surgery. So it sort of adds into a larger thing for me that it just seems as though the health of this team isn't being managed correctly.
Is that in relation also to the Christian Encarnacion Strand situation?
A little bit. Yeah. It's, the report that he was ready to go, that he was ready to begin a rehab assignment, but that he was seeking a second opinion. And then it was about 3 weeks later, it was announced that he's going to have surgery. And maybe part of his diagnosis and maybe part of what the doctors were telling him was, you can play on this, but you may need surgery later. I definitely understand that. But for him to go out and get a second opinion, and that second opinion basically say, no, don't play, rest it or continue to rest it and see where it's at, and then where it was at is he still needed surgery anyway, it seems to follow along a very concerning trend that this medical staff has had.
Yeah. In the same topic with medical issues, but this seems to be hopefully a shorter term one, Nick Lodolo, kind of put on the shelf for a little bit, which is a shame considering how well he'd been throwing the ball.
Yeah, he's been absolutely killing it here recently. His most recent start, it seemed a little bit off, especially his curveball wasn't quite as crisp. And I definitely think that the blister was an issue there, but I don't necessarily think that he's going on the injured list specifically for health reasons, I think it's a little bit of an opportunity for them to be like, okay, let's make sure we manage this blister situation, because it was something that plagued him while he was in Double-A with Chattanooga. But also it's a nice way of limiting his innings. He has yet to pitch more than 105 innings. In fact, his highest amount in the major leagues is 103 1/3 innings. So for him to all of a sudden jump up to like 200 innings or something like that this season is just not feasible. So they're going to manage that workload a little bit, especially with the idea that maybe this team can get back into the race and maybe there'll be some sort of, you know, crazy September that they really need Nick Lodolo to pitch through, because if you use up all of those innings now, then you do get back in the race, then you're not going to have him at crunch time.
All right, how about some good things, Jeff? Jonathan India, especially that great run that he was on, getting on base. I believe it was 11 consecutive plate appearances getting on base, and he just seems to really be focused right now.
Yeah, he's on a crazy tear. His last 29 games now, he's hitting over 350, and he's slugging over 500, which was kind of a thing like early on this season. You could see the plate discipline. The batting average wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible either, but it was mostly singles. Over the last month, it's been an all-around domination at the plate, and that's why you see him get bumped up to hitting leadoff, especially with TJ Friedl being out. The Reds really needed somebody to step into that role, and he has done so and really passed with flying colors. He's got an argument, at least whenever TJ Friedl returns, to lead off against right-handed pitchers. I think we'll probably still see Friedl against left-handed pitchers. I think we'll probably still see Friedl lead off against righties. But, I mean, India has been a huge reason why the Reds have been scoring whatever runs they've been scoring recently.
How about that home run Ellie De La Cruz hit up on the riverboat the other night, Jeff?
That was huge. And Statcast saying 439 feet, they're shortchanging that.
I agree.
There's no way. Like, it's got to be much further than that, especially with the high. I mean, maybe they're just talking about the flight of the ball, because technically it was cut short by the fact that it hit a really tall object in center field. But, I mean, that was absolutely crushed, and that's just what he can do. I mean, he's got the power to hit definitely the tundra sign. Who knows, maybe one day he hits the tundra itself. But he is the kind of guy that will change a game in so many different ways, and his ability to hit the ball very, very far is just one of those amazing weapons that he has.
It certainly is. Jeff Carr from the Locked On Reds podcast, thanks as always for your insight, Jeff.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. Go Reds.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Did you know 38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling in video and online games? Items like mystery boxes, skins, and spin to win mimic gambling, putting children at a higher risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. So get in the know about youth gambling and start the conversation with discussion guides, parent resources, and more at changethegameohio.org. That's changethegameohio.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network.
2 hours ago, Kyle arrived at the bar.
Hey, what's everyone drinking?
30 minutes ago, Kyle got his friends another round of drinks.
Cheers!
5 minutes ago, Kyle decided to drive home drunk. A minute ago, a law enforcement officer pulled up behind Kyle.
Sir, have you been drinking tonight?
A chain of events that began 2 hours ago is about to change Kyle's whole world. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Beech leaf disease is contributing to the significant decline of beech trees. Since its discovery, BLD has spread rapidly in the northeastern United States. Beech leaf disease first presents itself as banding between the veins of the leaves and progresses to canopy decline. There are several products that have proven to be effective at controlling beech leaf disease that are labeled for use in Ohio. For more information, visit treesforohio.org. That's trees, the number four, ohio.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy houses as is fast for cash. Call me today for an all-cash offer on any of your properties, and we can close within days at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Do you own a property that's outdated and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Great, I'll buy it. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. Would it be convenient for you if you could simply take what you wanted and leave the rest behind? Great, I'll buy it. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family, apartment buildings, rental portfolios. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Call TurboTrack Realty today for an all-cash offer and speak with one of our friendly staff members at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
The fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time now to get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show with Jay Crawford. Here's producer Bodie Wells to set the scene.
Thanks, Kate. On the show this week, the guys discussed Donovan Mitchell signing a three-year, $150 million extension with the Cavaliers.
By the way, Donovan signed out of the story done.
I know Zach and I are about to do the Guardian show at 9:30, and Zach's like, we got breaking Cavs news. I'm like, oh, really? I didn't see it. Yeah. Donovan Mitchell. Earl!
What's up, man?
Are you excited?
I am. I'm very excited. I never thought he was leaving. I'm on record. I never thought he was leaving. Mike can tell you that.
On record. By the way, I don't want to. All the people that knew he was never going to leave, you're full of it. You knew nothing, and good. It's good that he's not leaving.
Take the winner.
I am. I'm bashing every national media pundit today. I'm taking that victory lap today because not often in the city of Cleveland do we get an opportunity to do this. But I knew nothing. I just, in my mind, and I remember sitting here telling Jason. I said, like, I get it. Jason talks to a lot of people. Never trying to discredit my boy, but. Internally, I never thought he was leaving.
And Mike made a point off the air that the biggest thing that may have played a role was that Jalen Brunson became a superstar.
Yeah.
And that he wasn't, and because the team that Donovan wanted to go to was the Knicks, and the Knicks are not a fit for him anymore. There wasn't another team that made sense.
To catch the full breakdown, just search for the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and enjoy their daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine show here on the Ohio News Network.
The Buckeye Show.
What were you guys yelling on the brag spin play? The payback game against Virginia Tech.
You know what I said? Well, everybody said, he's back. He's back. That's what everybody was saying.
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by CareSource.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
That's all for this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Thank you so much to this week's guests, Rachel Stensbacher, Executive Director of the upcoming Pan-American Masters Games, kicking off in Cleveland on the 12th, and Evan Durr from the Ohio State University Department of Athletics. Remember, that website to book your tour of the Shoe is ohiostadiumtours.com. Thanks to all of our Locked On podcast contributors this week as well. For Bodie Wells, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Kate Burdett. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine. Join us next week here on the Ohio News Network.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.